Yorkton. The concept of the Huga is growing in Canada, and Saturday the Western Development Museum branch in Yorkton embraced that. The branch hosted an Art of the Huga afternoon featuring candlemaking, Dala horse coloring, woven paper hearts, a gnome craft, a bookmark weaving craft, cozy reading corner, wool carding demonstration, scavenger hunt, Scandinavian-themed crafts, and refreshments. For those unfamiliar with Huga, the Oxford Dictionary defines it as a quality of coziness and comfortable conviviality that engenders a feeling of contentment or well-being, regarded as a defining characteristic of Danish culture. Meanwhile, Wikipedia expands on that, noting, Huga is a word in Danish and Norwegian that describes a cozy, contented mood evoked by comfort and conviviality. As a cultural category with its sets of associated practices, Huga has more or less the same meaning in both places and in both languages. However, the emphasis on Huga as a core part of Danish culture is a recent phenomenon, dating to the late 20th century. In the 21st century, the concept has also been familiarized abroad. Emma Holowatic, program and volunteer coordinator at the branch, said the activities were all designed with the idea of setting the right mood. They help you create a relaxing atmosphere, she said, adding the whole idea of Huga is to bring a bit more relaxation and joy into life in the winter. Central to that is often candles, which help set the mood of Huga. Holowatic said candles very much provide the atmosphere on Huga. So making candles was a popular activity Saturday. Those taking part dipped cord repeatedly into hot beeswax, slowly creating a candle Holowatic estimated would burn 30 to 60 minutes. Candlemaking was also a good fit for the museum in the sense it was something pioneers would have done, added Holowatic. She added the pioneers often used tallow or animal fat in their candles, but beeswax smells better. Upcoming at the local branch is Spring Awakening Day Camp set for Friday, April 5th. The day camp is for children ages 6 to 9, and will feature nature and outdoors-themed games, crafts and hands-on activities.